Let me anticipate a question that will arise in many men. How do you masturbate without imagination? You, the adult, can't. When you cease imagining and fantasizing about love, the masturbation stops. The imagination is the habit, not the masturbation. The imagination stirs the sexual emotionality like a whirlpool, and that momentum drives you to masturbate. If you have to masturbate, and the pressure to do so is intense, particularly in the male, use as few images as you can. Don't use faces. No one ever made love to a face except in their imagination. If you are a man, use only the image of the female genitals. Get the images down to that alone, because that is the closest to the actuality. Wean yourself from the habit by not thinking or lusting after the opposite sex, and the impulse to masturbate will gradually disappear. You can get yourself off the global drug of sexual imagination. Start now. Be in your senses. Be out of your mind and in your body. Be where you are. Be responsible. But if you do masturbate, don't feel guilty and don't allow your children to feel guilty if they confide in you. Guilt distorts the personality in both the young and the adult. The error is not in the act of masturbating. It's in the misuse of the imagination, not only during the act, but more importantly during the rest of the normal daily activities, when the mind is allowed to roam wherever it pleases. The compulsion to masturbate is almost universal today. It arose in the evolutionary past, from the instinctive male drive in all animal species to mate and reproduce. In the case of the human animal, the addition of self-consciousness allowed reflection on its own organism, behavior, emotional reactions, and memory. This faculty was denied the rest of the species, but it has its downside. In man and woman, it produces guilt and self-doubt. The male monkey in the zoo masturbates with outrageous detachment and lack of guilt. Unlike man, he couldn't care less. That's because he can't see himself, can't imagine. The monkey only feels. But he can't feel he feels, can't know it. So the monkey can't make love. The power to make love, which man alone possesses, is the self-reflection that distinguishes him from the rest of the animal species. However, when he misuses this unique creative gift by reflecting on past sexual images and past emotions, he taps back into his animal past, into the mechanical animal drive, and masturbates or mates without love. He is then unhappy. If the monkey had the creative power to make love, he would see himself masturbating and feel wretched too. But his only option is to masturbate or reproduce. I've only seen monkeys masturbate in captivity, not in the wild. Since man is the captive of his mind, and not yet the master of his imagination, he masturbates.